Well, members of the Griswold Community School District's Board of Education Monday evening voted unanimously in favor of switching athletic conferences. Superintendent Dave Henricks talked to KJAN.
Starting with the 18-19 school year, the board voted 5-0 to leave the WIC conference and go to the Corner Conference.
Henricks says there were a number of factors considered in making that decision.
Some is comparable school sizes. A lot of the other schools in the WIC have continued to grow while we're declining. Travel is a little bit closer for us. We looked at activities to make sure we weren't losing things. There is a little bit less in terms of some music areas, but we're hoping that the Corner Conference is very, very willing to explore expanding. So activities are fairly comparable. It's mainly a better fit for our kids.
Griswold, one of the founding members of the Western Iowa Conference, will be leaving. And again, that's beginning with the 2018-19 school year. Let's take a look at some local high school sports around the area last night. Girls golf last evening first. It was Southwest Iowa defeating Red Oak. 227 for Southwest Iowa. Red Oak didn't have a team score. Harlan beat Glenwood 215 to 218. It was St. Albert over Lewis Central and Thomas Jefferson with a 244. Lewis Central shot 258. TJ at 268. Kemper Catholic beat Storm Lake 190 to 292. Boys golf, Atlantic over Denison, 154 to 167. Jake Olson of Atlantic has the medalist round with a 36 last night. Also, Matt Gearhart shot 38. Ben Reno 39 to help out the Atlantic efforts. Red Oak beat Southwest Iowa 194 to 210. Glenwood wins a triangular with a 159. Kemper Catholic a 162. Harlan a 167. In high school girls tennis last night, it was Denison over Atlantic 9-0. Audubon's 5-4 winners over Southwest Valley. Shenandoah beat Red Oak 8-1. Glenwood won all nine matches against Harlan. In boys tennis, it was Atlantic a 7-2 winner over Denison. Southwest Valley beat Audubon 9-0. Red Oak over Shenandoah 5-4. Glenwood topping Harlan 5-4. In high school soccer last night, in girls action, it was Denison over Atlantic 6-3. Trainer in overtime 2-1 over AHSTW. Carroll beat Riverside 6-1. Thomas Jefferson over Sioux City West 4-1. Sheraton beat Creston 4-3. In boys soccer, Atlantic a tough luck overtime loser last night. Glenwood beating Atlantic 2-1 in OT. Creston beat Nottoway Valley 10-0. Tri-Center over Clarinda Academy 11-1. AHSTW 2-1 over Trainer. Denison defeating Sioux City East 4-1, and Abe Lincoln over Sergeant Bluff Luton 2-0 last night. Let's move on to track at the Lewis Central Co-Ed last night. A few results from those meets last night. On the boys' side, Glenwood at 134.5 points. That was good enough for the win, as Lewis Central was second with 129. Atlantic plays third with 84 points. TJ and Sioux City North round out the top five. For Atlantic, Grant Reed winning the 110 hurdles last night. Some other winners: Brandon Magnuson of Underwood took the discus. Harlan's Austin Smith won the long jump last night. Also, Glenwood had a bunch of winners with the 800 medley, the 4x200, 4x800, and 4x400 relay teams. All winners. Maverick Decker also took the 200 for the Rams. Lewis Central also got some wins. Ken McMahon won the 400 and the 800. Max Dugan, the 100-meter dash. Also, Dane Theobald was a winner in the shot put. The Titans took the shuttle hurdle relay title as well. On the girls' side, Sioux City East with 109 points. The winners, Harlan with 102, second. Glenwood, Abraham Lincoln were third, each with 77. Sioux City West, Lewis Central, Sioux City North, all were next. Also last night, Glenwood won the 4x800-meter relay. Gillian Strait won the discus for Harlan. Molly Goebbels also took the 400-meter dash for the Cyclones. Lewis Central's Katie Jones won the shot put. Megan Witte took the high jump for LC. Underwood also won the shuttle hurdle relay and the 1600 medley relay last night. CAM hosting its co-ed track and field meet here at the Atlantic High School last evening. On the girls' side, Sydney wins the team title with 191 points. Fremont Mills with 160 was second. Exira EHK with 91 third. CAM fourth with 67. On the girls' side of things, the winners included Maddie Duncan of Sydney in the 100 and the 200 meters. Kelsey Hobby of Sydney took the 400. Cameron McClintock of Sydney, the 800-meter run. 1,500 went to Caitlin Holliday of CAM. Exira EHK's Shelby Wilson wins the 3,000 meters. Fremont Mills had Bailey Hauschild win the 100 hurdles. Clara Schaff of Fremont Mills took the 400 hurdle title. In the relays, Xaira EHK wins the 4x100, Sydney the 4x200, and the 4x400. Sydney also took the 4x800, the sprint medley relay title. Girls distance medley relay went to Cam, with Fremont Mills grabbing the shuttle hurdle relay title. In the field events, Bailey Hauschild of Fremont Mills wins the high jump. Maddie Duncan of Sydney takes the long jump. Kendra Fichter of Fremont Mills the shot put, and Fremont Mills had Sophie Phillips winning the discus event last night. On the boys' side, no team scores were provided, but here's a look at the individual winners. It was Joseph McHugh of Woodbine winning the 100-meter dash and the 200-meter dash. He also took the 400-meter crown. Cam's Thomas Hensley, a winner in the 800 meters. Stephen McGee of Sydney wins the 1600. Evan Wilson of Xaira EHK, the champ in the 3200 meters. Brady Schluter of Xaira EHK wins the 110 hurdles. Josh Bockert of Sydney wins the 400 hurdles title. In the relays, Xaira EHK wins the 4x100, the 4x200. Sydney, the 4x400, the 4x800. Cam takes the sprint medley. Xaira EHK, the distance medley relay title. Xaira EHK also wins the shuttle hurdle relay. In the field events, Zachary Benedict of Sydney wins the high jump. Xaira EHK's Levi Deakins, the long jump champ. Mitchell Williamson of Cam, the titleist in the shot put. Sam Phillips of Fremont Mills wins the discus crown in that meet last night. Also at the Red Oak Invitational, a boys' meet, it was Clorinda with 164 points, edging Shenandoah, who had 163. Red Oak and Riverside round out the rest of the field. Individual winners, Lucas Wilbur of Riverside in the 100-meter dash and the 200-meter dash. Cody Hayes of Clorinda wins the 400. Jordan Miller of Shenandoah, the 800. Lucas Shadova of Clorinda wins the 110 hurdles. Nick Stanley of Shenandoah, the 1600. Liam Eubank of Red Oak took the 3200. Shadova of Clorinda wins the 400 hurdles title. In the field events, Brian Van Fossen of Clorinda wins the discus. Hunter Rice of Shenandoah, the high jump. Matt Milliken of Clorinda, the long jump. Carlos Guerra of Red Oak wins the shot put. Relay titles go to Clorinda in the 4x100, Red Oak in the 4x2. Shenandoah won the 4x4 and the 4x8. They also took the shuttle hurdle relay. Clorinda wins the sprint medley. Red Oak wins the distance medley relay title last night. Well, the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament is returning to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines in 2019. The president of the Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau, Greg Edwards, got emotional a couple of times Tuesday as he talked with reporters following the announcement by the NCAA. Edwards says the winning bid to host the tourney is as big a deal for the organizing committee as it is for the teams who get to play their way in.
Every day we have successes, but it may be a meeting for 75 people or a smaller event. And this has always been the granddaddy of them all, you know, hosting the NCAA men's basketball tournament. And I don't know, I prepared myself and I thought, I'm not going to get emotional, but it is, I'm just so happy.
Des Moines hosted the first two rounds in 2016, but Edwards says they knew they weren't guaranteed to get another bid. Omaha will host first and second round games in the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament and the Division I women's volleyball Final Four in the year 2020. Those numbers were announced yesterday. Omaha's Century Link Center will be the host site. Iowa and Iowa State announced Tuesday that their annual series has been extended through 2023, temporarily quelling fears that the matchup could be on the way out. The Hawkeyes and Cyclones tacked 2 years onto a matchup that's been contested every football season since 1977. There was concern that Iowa might want to put the series on pause now that the Big Ten has moved to a 9-game schedule, but the series between the in-state rivals has been tight in recent years, and Iowa State's facilities have improved to the point where a push for Big 12 relevance might not be far off. Iowa State hosts the Hawkeyes on September 9th. In the baseball diamonds last night, Dexter Fowler tripled and scored. Mike Leake pitched into the seventh inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat Pittsburgh 2-1 last night. Other winners in the National League, Philadelphia, Washington, Chicago, Colorado, and Arizona. In interleague play, Joe Panik had an RBI single with two out in the 11th, and San Francisco beat the Kansas City Royals 2-1. Other interleague winners, Cincinnati over Baltimore, Miami beat Seattle. AL winners, White Sox, Boston, Tampa Bay, the Angels, Cleveland, and Oakland. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.